弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Shall we begin with a word of prayer?
我们开始低头祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your grace to gather us together again.
天上的主，我们感谢你再次召集我们在你跟前。
And Lord, we thank you that we can come together and worship you.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们能够来敬拜你。
Lord, we do commit our time this morning to you. We ask you to meet with us and to speak with us.
主，我们求你今天来向我们说话，来遇见我们。
Lord, we ask you that you might show us your glory.
以致我们能够看见你的荣耀。
Show us the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，把主耶稣基督的荣耀向我们打开。
We ask it in His worthy name.
我们靠着他宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. I think it's on, but you can click.
Shall we turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3?
让我们打开希伯来书第三章。
The message this morning is about the headship of Christ.
今天早晨的主题是
and God's purpose to dwell among His people.
主作元首，并且神是住在他的百姓中间。
So Hebrews chapter 3, and we read together verses 1 to 6.
希伯来书第三章第一节到第六节。
So Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
希伯来书第三章第一节，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为是者。为大祭司的耶稣
who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。
For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西宣誓更配多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必全说的事。
But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end?
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Chapter 3 and verse 1 begins with the word therefore.
第三章第一节一开始原文里头有个字是所以。
So what has gone before?
这个所以为什么呢？
In chapter 1, the writer here has spoken to us that God has spoken to us in these last days by his son.
在希伯来书第一章的时候有讲，就讲到主在这末世他儿子晓谕我们
and he's made his son to be the heir of all things.
他又早已立他为承受万有的
and it was through his son that he made the worlds.
是借着他创造诸世界的
that this son Jesus is the very brightness and the image of the eternal God.
这个儿子耶稣他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And after Jesus had purged our sins by his death on the cross, He took his place to be seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
当主耶稣洗净了人的罪，他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
When Jesus came into this world, God said, "Let all the angels of God worship Him."
当主耶稣来到的时候呢，神就说所有的天使都要来敬拜他。
So we see here that what has been spoken before, that therefore relates to Christ.
所以我们知道这个第三章第一节的所以这个字是跟基督有关系的。
We need to see a vision or have a vision of the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要有个意象，就是看见，要看见主耶稣基督的伟大。
The majesty and honor that God has given to him.
他的尊严，他的威严，他的荣耀，神已经赐给他了。
So here then, the writer is speaking to us in chapter 3. In verse 1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
所以在希伯来书第三章第一节，作者就告诉我们说，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想。
Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
你们应当思想我们所认为是者为大祭司的耶稣。
Our attention is focused on him.
我们的注意力是放在他身上。
Now, in this verse as well, we see that it speaks of holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
这里我们也看见说这个同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄
God has called us for a purpose.
神呼召我们有一个目的的
A great, high, heavenly purpose.
一个很伟大很高超的一个属天的一个目的
And that purpose is that we might grow together with him.
这个目的就是我们能够同住在一起在他里面
So we'll see more of that as we go on this morning.
我们继续今天早上会继续看这一点。
Now this passage, verses 1 to 6, it actually compares two things.
第三章第一节到六节其实是把两方面来比较的。
It compares Moses and his house with Jesus and his house.
就把摩西跟他的所建造的房屋跟耶稣和他所建造的房屋来比较。
So, this passage is concerning a house or a temple, a place of worship.
或者我们说的中更准确，就是这个是讲到一个家，一个殿。
Now, where it says in verse 6, Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we?
第六节说，基督为儿子治理神的家。我们就是他的家。
You'll remember that Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the gates of hell, will not prevail against it.
如果我们记得在马太福音十六章十八节那里说，主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会，阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
So the house that we are speaking of, or that is speaking of here, is concerning the church of God.
所以在希伯来书这里所讲到的家呢，就是讲到神的教会。
And here in verse 6, it says, Christ as a son over his own house.
第六节说，基督为儿子治理神的家。
So our thoughts this morning are concerning the headship of Christ over his house.
所以今天早上我们要思想的就是主耶稣做元首在他的家里头。
Now God speaks to us in pictures.
神常常用图画来向我们说话的。
The Old Testament scriptures are a history of what God did with to get a people Israel.
在旧约是神通过他的百姓要给我们一幅的图画。
And yet as we read the scriptures, we read the history of these people, we see that it really is a picture to speak to us of something heavenly,
当我们看这些旧约的故事的时候，我们都知道这些故事是神借着他们来向我们做一个图画，向我们说话。
Through these earthly things, God reveals to us His heavenly purpose.
通过这些地上的故事历史，神要向我们说他天上的话。
If we consider the picture then of Israel in the land of Egypt,
如果我们思想以色列人在埃及地所经过的历史，
Israel were God's chosen people.
以色列人是神的选民。
But they were in bondage.
但是他们却受捆绑。
And God did mighty signs and wonders to deliver His people out of Egypt.
但是神却用神迹奇事来把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
God chose Moses and He sent him with a very simple command to deliver God's people from bondage in Egypt.
神呼召摩西，差遣他把神的百姓从埃及地拯救出来。
His message to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may serve me."
他给法老一个很简单、很清楚的信息，就是说，让我的百姓去，好去侍奉我。
And I believe we know the story.
我相信我们都知道这个故事。
How that the Passover lamb was killed.
那个逾越节的羔羊已经被杀了。
And the blood was forcefully struck on the side posts and on the lintel of each door.
那个血就很有力地洒在那个门框上面。
And when the angel of death passed through the land of Egypt, the houses where there was the blood, there were no deaths in those houses.
当灭命的使者走过这个门的时候，看见门上面有血，他就不进去了。
But where there was no blood, the firstborn in that house was killed.
但是这个门没有这个血呢，这个家里头头生的就要死亡。
And the Lord brought them out through the Red Sea.
神把以色列人带通过红海出去了。
A pillar of cloud went before them by day, and a pillar of fire by night.
有云柱在白天引领他们，有火柱在晚上。
And the cloud made a separation between Israel and the Egyptians.
这个云柱就把以色列人跟埃及人分开了。
Israel passed through the Red Sea.
以色列人经过红海了。
And they came out into the wilderness.
离开了，进到旷野了。
And it was there in the wilderness that God spoke to them.
在旷野里头，神向他们说话。
This is a picture of salvation.
这是一个救恩的图画。
It's a picture of how we were in bondage to Satan.
这是个图画，讲到我们本来是在撒旦底下受捆绑的。
That we were bound by sin.
我们是被罪捆绑的。
And unable to deliver ourselves.
我们是不能够拯救自己的。
And yet the blood of Christ was shed to deliver us.
但是主耶稣的宝血却流出来拯救我们。
The blood of Jesus, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sin.
神儿子的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of Jesus has also freed us from the power of sin.
主耶稣的血也把我们从罪的权势里头释放出来。
The cloud is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
云就是代表圣灵的一个图画。
God has sent the Holy Spirit of God to indwell each one who believes in Jesus and has received Him as Lord and Savior.
神差遣圣灵进到那些已经相信主耶稣为救主为主的人的心里头。
So we see that there is a parallel in this picture.
所以我们看见这些图画的上面的平衡对比。
So we can understand a little then of why there is this comparison in Hebrews chapter 3 and verses 1 to 6.
所以我们就因此能够明白在希伯来书第三章一节到六节里头所讲到那个对比。
Now if we turn to Exodus chapter 19, we see something quite remarkable.
如果我们翻到来看出埃及记19章
我们就看见一些很特别的东西。
The Lord brought them out of Egypt, and He brought them into the wilderness.
神把以色列人带离开埃及，进到旷野去。
And in verse 5 and verse 6, He said to them, If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
出埃及记十九章第五节第六节。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
So what a privileged people they were.
所以我们是多么的一般有特权荣幸的一般人。
To be a special treasure to the Lord.
是作为神的特别的宝贝。
To be a kingdom of priests.
是作为祭司的国度。
And to be a holy nation.
作为圣洁的国民。
In Exodus chapter 25, we see something even more.
在出埃及记二十五章，我们看见比这个更多的。
In verses 8 and verse 9.
在第八节第九节。
The Lord said to them,And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
出埃及记二十五章第八节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。祭造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
So Moses was to make a tabernacle.
所以摩西要做一个会幕。
The purpose of the tabernacle was so that God could dwell among them.
这个会幕的目的就是让神住在以色列百姓中间。
And it wasn't Moses' idea.
这个不是摩西的概念。
God Himself.Told him to make it.
是神自己叫摩西这样做的。
And so here we have now this picture, Moses and his house.
所以这里我们有一个图画，就是摩西和他的家。
And we understand it's a picture of Christ and his house.
就是作为基督和他的家的一个图画。
Now when Israel came into the land of Egypt,They brought that tabernacle with them.
所以当以色列人离开埃及了，在旷野里头，他们就把这个会幕，他们到不同的地方，他们就把这个会幕带去了。
And when we come to the book of Judges, we find a little fragment through the book in a few places, where it says that there was no king in Israel.
但是到四世纪的时候呢，有一些地方我们就看见四世纪说当时没有王。
And in two places it says there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
有两处地方说当时以色列地没有王，所以个人任意以而行。
And when everyone does what is right in their own eyes,
当每一个人靠着自己的看法任恶任意而行的时候，
we find that people go to sin.
我们就看见人就会进到罪里头了。
And that's what happened with Israel.
以色列人就是这样情况。
And God's presence departed from that tabernacle.
那么神的荣耀就离开这个帐幕了，会幕了。
Now, we need to understand what has happened.
我们需要认识明白什么事发生了。
They had a tabernacle. God's presence was among them.
他们有一个会幕，神的同在是跟他们一起的。
But they failed to see the greatness and the glory of God among them.
但是他们却不能够看见那个神跟他们在一起的那个伟大跟重要。
They did not understand the majesty of God.
他们不明白神的那个威严。
They didn't understand the great privilege that they had, that God had chosen them as His people.
他们不明白神已经拣选他们做神的子民，属于神的。
And that God desired to dwell among them, to meet with them, to fellowship with them.
而且神愿意真决定要跟他们住在一起，跟他们同住。
They didn't see it. They didn't.
没有看见。
They didn't count it as precious.
他们当没有当为宝贵。
And they turned everyone to his own way.
每一个人都按照自己的意思去走去行。
Now a little later, they came to Samuel the prophet, and they said, "Make us a king like all the nations."
过不多久，他们就来到这个先知撒母耳面前，就说替我们立一个王吧。
And the Lord said to Samuel, "They have not rejected you; they have rejected me, that I might not reign over them."
神告诉撒母耳说，他们不是拒绝你，那是拒绝我，不让我带领管制他们。
So the Lord understood the situation very clearly.
所以神对这个处境是很了解的。
They didn't want him to reign over them.
他们不要神来管制他们。
They all wanted to do what was right in their own eyes.
他们想要的就是做自己眼中看为正的事。
So God gave them Saul.
所以神就把扫罗给他们了。
At the beginning, Saul was a very humble person.
开始的时候，扫罗是个好谦卑的人。
But his heart became lifted up in pride.
但是他的心就慢慢被举起来了，有骄傲了。
And he became independent of the Lord.
他就慢慢就向神独立了。
And finally, God sent Samuel with a message to him.
最后就神借着撒母耳给他一个信息。
You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel.
因为你厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做以色列的王。
So, a very sad situation.
一个非常悲哀的处境。
Saul was king for 40 years.
扫罗做王40年了。
God did not remove him immediately.
神没有立刻的挪开他。
But God did anoint another man to replace him.
但是神却高另外一个人来代替他，取代他。
God anointed David.
神高大卫。
And David was a man after God's heart.
神是一个合乎神心意的，大卫是个合乎神心意的人。
As the scripture says, he was a man after God's own heart who would do all the Lord's will.
好像圣经说，大卫是个合乎神心意的人，他要遵行神一切的命令。
David was a man after God's heart because of one particular thing.
大卫是个合乎神心意的人，就是特别是在于一件某一件事情上面。
David wanted the Lord to dwell among Israel.
这件事情就是大卫要他盼望渴慕神住在他的百姓中间。
This young shepherd boy had a heart towards God.
这个年轻的一个牧羊的小孩子，他有一个心是向着神的。
And we have his psalms.
我们有他的诗篇。
Oh, psalms of such praise and worship.
诗篇有充满很多赞美跟敬拜。
He saw the majesty and the glory of God.
因为他看见神的威严跟荣耀。
And yes, he saw this in Exodus. Let them build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
他也看见在出埃及记那里说，神叫摩西为他造一个会幕，以致神能够住在他们中间。
And that's what David wanted to do.
这个就是大卫要为神做的。
He wanted to build.A sure and a firm temple.
他要为神做一个很固定的一个殿宇。
That God may dwell among them.
以致神能够住在他百姓中间。
Well, that was in David's heart.
这个是在大卫的心里头。
But it was actually his son Solomon who built the temple.
但是其实是他儿子所罗门真的将把这个圣殿建造起来。
And when that temple was built, the glory of the Lord filled it.
当这个圣殿被建造起来的时候，神的荣耀就充满这个殿。
And Solomon, when he prayed,He was very honest.
当所罗门为这个圣殿祷告的时候，他的祷告是很诚实的。
We have his prayer in 1 Kings in chapter 8.
我们有这个祷告记在列王记上第八章。
And in verse 27, he said, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?"
列王记上第八章二十七节这样说：神果真住在地上吗？看了、啊、天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建造的这殿呢？
Yes, Solomon built an exalted house for the Lord to dwell in.
是所罗门为主建造一个很伟大的荣耀的圣殿。
But Solomon had a vision of God.
但是所罗门对神有一个真的看见。
That he couldn't be confined to this little house.
神不能够被这个这么小的圣殿来在其中来限制。
The very heaven of heavens cannot contain you.
甚至天和天上的天不能够足够给神居住。
You are so great, so glorious, so majestic.
你是这么的伟大，这么的荣耀，这么的威严。
But nevertheless, God's glory filled that tabernacle.
但是无论怎样。神的荣耀就充满这个圣殿。
Well, we know the story that Israel sinned again.
我们知道这个故事说以色列再又犯罪了。
And that magnificent house that Solomon built was finally destroyed.
这个所罗门王所造的伟大的荣耀的圣殿又再次被毁坏了。
Israel sinned, the glory departed.
以色列人犯罪，神的荣耀又离开了。
Israel continued to sin.
以色列人继续的犯罪。
And finally, God destroyed that house.
最后神就毁坏这个家了。
And he took them into captivity.
他就把他们带到被掳之地。
Then, after 70 years of captivity,
在70年被掳之后，
We see that God spoke to a heathen king.
我们看见神对一个外邦的王说话。
He spoke to Cyrus, the king of Persia.
他就向这个波西王古列说话。
And we have it in Ezra chapter 1 and verse 2.
在以斯拉记第一章第二节。
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth,The Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
以斯拉记第一章第二节，波斯王古列如此说：耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又祝福我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
So God commanded this heathen king.
神吩咐一个外邦的王
to build the house in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇
so that God might again dwell among his people,
以致神能够再次住在他的百姓中间。
We have the prophet Haggai.
我们有一先知哈该。
When the exiles returned again to the land of Israel,
当被掳的人回到这个耶路撒冷地的时候。
And the Lord said to them, Go, in chapter 1 and verse 8, Go up to the mountains and bring wood, and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it, and be glorified, says the Lord.
在哈该书第一章第八节说，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
So these are earthly temples.
这些都是地上的殿宇。
And they are pictures of something that is true.
但是却成为一些真实的很重要的一个图画。
Now we come to John's Gospel.
现在我们来到约翰福音。
And in John's Gospel in chapter 2, Jesus came into the temple in Jerusalem, Herod's temple.
约翰福音第二章，主耶稣来到这个圣殿里头，是希律王所建造的。
And when he came into that temple, he found those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and there were money changers doing their business.
当主耶稣来到这个圣殿里头，就看见店里有卖牛羊各子的，并且有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
And Jesus drove them all out.
主耶稣就把他们赶走。
And in chapter 2 and verse 16, he said, to those who sold the doves, he said, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
又对卖，在16节那里说，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店多做买卖的地方。
So, Jesus said, this is my father's house.
主耶稣说，这个是我父的店。
Was the glory of God there?
神的荣耀是不是在那里呢？
I would say no. I would say no.
我会说不的。
Because there was all of these people with their sheep and their oxen and their money changers.
因为在这个地方是充满那些卖牛羊各子的兑换银钱的人。
So maybe 3 years later, Jesus again cleansed the temple.
或许三年之后，主耶稣再次这样洁净圣殿。
Luke's Gospel 19, we read it, I think. And he said on that occasion, you have made it a den of thieves.
就是在路加福音第十九章，主耶稣在那个时候说，你们把这个圣殿变成一个宰窝了。
Actually, he said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people or for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves.
主耶稣说，我父的殿应该成为一个 万国祷告的殿，但是你们却把这个殿变成一个宅窝了。
And what happened to the temple in Jerusalem?
在耶路撒冷跟那个圣殿什么事发生呢？
Well, Jesus said, it is my father's house.
主耶稣说是我父的殿。
So it belonged to the Lord.
是属于神的。
But the men of Israel rejected their Messiah.
但是以色列人就拒绝他们的弥赛亚基督。
In fact, the words we have in Luke's Gospel, we will not have this man to reign over us.
甚至在路加福音记载说，他们说我们不要这个人来管理我们。
In John 19, when they accused him before Pilate, they said, we have no king but Caesar.
在约翰福音十九章，当他们要控告耶稣在比拉多面前控告的时候，他们说我们没有王，我们的王只有盖撒。
And so they crucified the Lord of glory.
他们把这个荣耀的主钉死了。
In AD 70, the temple of Jerusalem was destroyed completely.
在公元后七十年，这个圣殿就完全被毁了。
And it has not been rebuilt to this day.
一直到今天还没有被重建。
So, you say, well, when it was destroyed before, even God commanded to rebuild it.
你说以前被毁了，神自己要命令说，吩咐说要把它重建。
But not now.
但是现在没有啊。
This house has not been rebuilt.
这个圣殿是没有再被建造了。
And Stephen tells us the reason.
斯提凡告诉我们这个原因是为什么。
In Acts chapter 7.
在使徒行传第七章。
In verse 48.
四十八节。
He said, however, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands.
其实至高者并不住在人手所造的。
So, God does not want a picture anymore.
所以神不再要这些图画了。
He wants the reality.
他要这个真实的本体了。
So what is the reality?
那么这个真实的本体是什么呢？
Well, we saw it. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6.
我们已经看见过了，就是在希伯来书第三章第六节。
Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we?
基督为儿子治理神的家，我们就是他的家。
In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit into those disciples.
在使徒行传第二章，记载神差遣圣灵进到他的那些门徒的里头。
Firstly, 120 in the upper room.
本来是有120个人在楼房上面的。
And then shortly afterwards, 3,000.
过不多久，有加添3,000人了。
They were a people who were so like Christ.
这些人他们是这样的像基督。
When we read the book of Acts, people today cannot believe it.
当我们今天读使徒行传的时候，我们今天不能够明白。
And they say, oh yes, that was then, but you can't have that today.
他们就说是，他们是这样的好，但是我们今天不能够好像他们这样的。
So has God changed his plan?
神有没有改变他的计划呢？
Has God suddenly decided, oh, it's too hard, I'll have to do something else?
神是不是说，这个太难了，我就改变主意做另外一个办法了？
Or is the problem with us?
还是问题是在我们身上？
God wants to dwell among his people.
神要住在他的百姓中间。
He wants us to be his people, his special people.
他要我们属于他，成为他独特的子民。
A kingdom of priests.
是祭司的国度。
A holy nation.
是圣洁的国民。
A people that he can dwell amongst.
是一般人他能够住在其中的。
He wants his glory to fill the church.
他要他的荣耀充满他的教会。
That it might be a testimony to him.
以致成为为他做见证的。
He wants us to love him and serve him.
他要我们爱他，侍奉他。
He wants us to see his majesty, his glory, his power.
他要我们看见他的威严，他的荣耀，他的大能。
So what is wrong?
所以问题出在哪里呢？
Well, let us be very, very honest.
让我们都是要非常的诚实。
The problem today is that we want to be saved.
我们问题
We want to be saved.
问题是今天我们想得救了。
But we don't want to be disciples.
但是我们不想做门徒。
And there is a difference.
这里有一个很大的分别。
A disciple is one who follows.
门徒就是一个人他要跟从的。
Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart.
主耶稣说：“你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。我心里柔和谦卑。”
And he said, "And you will find rest for your souls."
然后主说：“你也会因此得着安息。”
That means we must be willing for Christ to be our head.
所以我们需要甘愿让主成为我们的头。
That we come under his headship and authority.
以致我们在他元首的权柄底下。
Look, we have in the scriptures, we have the church at Ephesus. Let's look at that for a moment.
在圣经里头也讲到以弗所的教会。
In Ephesians in chapter 5, we see Paul writing to this spiritual church.
在以弗所书我们看见保罗写信给这个属灵的教会，在第五章这样说。
And in verse 18, he tells them, be filled with the Spirit.
十八节保罗告诉他们说要被圣灵充满。
And in verse 21, he says, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord.
21节说又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And then we have in verses 22 down, It seems to be speaking about the home.
22节开始就好像要讲到家里头的生活。
But if you look in verse 32, he says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church."
但是读到三十二节却说，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So look at verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
He says, "Just as the church is subject to Christ."
教会怎样顺服基督？
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
What happens if the church is not subject to Christ?
如果教会没有顺服基督，有什么事情发生呢？
I know a man who used to read this verse and he would burst into laughter.
我知道有一个人，当他读这一段的时候，他就大笑了。
He was an elder.
他是个长老。
And when he read it, just as the church is subject to Christ, he said, "That's a joke."
他说，教会怎样顺服基督？读到这里，他就大笑，就好像是个笑话。
And in his case, the church that he was an elder of is no more.
因为他所做长老的这个教会已经没有了。
God struck him down. So this is a serious business, a serious matter.
这是一个很严肃、很严重的事情。
What if the church is not subject to Christ? What happens?
如果一个教会没有顺服基督，那么会怎样？
Well, there will be confusion in the church. There will be unrest. There will be sin.
在教会里头就有混乱，有不安，有罪恶。
And in homes as well, where the order of God is broken, there is confusion.
在家里头也是一样，当神的秩序被捣乱的时候呢，混乱就产生。
Now why is this?
那么为什么？
Look, Ephesians doesn't end at chapter 5, it ends at chapter 6.
以弗所书没有在第五章就停了，而是停在第六章。
And in chapter 6, Paul explains to them very clearly there is a spiritual conflict.
在第六章，保罗解释给他们说，这里是有一个属灵的一个冲突。
The very gates of Hades are against the church.
这个阴间的权势是抵挡这个教会的。
And we don't see it.
但是我们看不见。
We just go on from day to day and not worry.
我们就一天一天这样生活，就无忧无虑的。
But there is a conflict.
但是这里有一个冲突。
The Lord was tempted in all points, and yet without sin.
主耶稣是凡事受试探，但是他却没有犯罪。
Satan has not changed.
撒旦没有改变过。
He will test us and tempt us in every way.
他要试我们，试探我们，从各方来试探。
To take us away from this simple thing, the divine order of God.
把我们从神这个很简单、基本、神圣的一个秩序里头挪开、挪走。
Look, we look at another church.
我们再看另外一个教会。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
In chapter 1, we see that there was a church which had divisions.
我们看见这个教会第一章的里头呢，有里头有纷争。
Do you remember what Jesus said?
你记得主耶稣这样讲吗？
He had cast out an evil spirit.
他说一个鬼赶出去了。
And they said, "Oh, he cast out demons by the power of Beelzebul."
当他赶鬼以后呢，那些人就说他是靠着鬼王，别西卜来赶鬼的。
And Jesus said to them,
主耶稣跟他们说，
"Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation." And a house divided against a house falls.
一个国度里头有纷争，就会倒下去；一个家有纷争，也是这样。
So he was speaking then, he just said, well, if Satan is divided against Satan, his kingdom cannot stand.
主耶稣的意思就是说，如果撒旦的国度在里头互相纷争呢，撒旦的国度就倒下去。
But let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the truth of what Jesus was saying.
我们的焦点不是放在这个，我们的焦点就放在主耶稣所说的真理，说一个家纷争了就要倒下去。
Every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand.
一个国度在里头是有纷争、互相斗争的时候，它就不能够生存了。
The house that is divided cannot stand.
一个家有纷争也不能够维持下去。
So here in the church in Corinth, there were divisions.
在这里哥林多的教会里头有分党。
This church had been blessed by the ministry of Paul and Apollos and even Peter.
这个教会曾经被保罗、亚波罗甚至彼得的服事所祝福过。
And if we read chapter 1, we see that they were enriched with all spiritual gifts and all spiritual knowledge.
我们读第一章的时候就看见这个教会是充满很多恩赐的祝福的，很多的知识的祝福的。
They were born again.
他们是重生的信徒。
But there was a problem.
但这里有一个难处。
They were not under the headship of Christ.
他们没有在基督元首的权柄管理底下。
They were looking at people, not at the Lord.
他们是看人，没有看主。
So there was pride, there was rivalry, there was envy, there was strife, there was confusion, there was sin.
所以在那里有骄傲，有纷争，有结党，有争竞，有罪。
And so Paul then writes this letter to try and sort out this confusion.
所以保罗就写这一封信来处理这个混乱的光景。
So just in passing, or maybe we don't have time. we'll just move on. Okay. So how did Paul resolve this?
所以保罗是怎样解决这个难处呢？
Can I turn you please to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12?
我们请来看哥林多前书12章12节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
哥林多前书十二章十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
Okay, so what he's saying?We have a body, we have many members, fingers and hands and toes and whatever.
这所说就是好像我们有一个身体、身子，我们有指头、有手、有其他的部分。
But we are one body.
但是却是一个身体。
At the end of verse 12, he says, So also is Christ.
十二节的末段说，基督也是这样。
There are many members.
这里有很多肢体。
But one body.
但是只有一个身体。
Verse 13.
十三节。
For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is notOne member, but many.
十三节继续说，我们不屈是犹太人，是希利底人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
What he is saying, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ has come to live within us.
这所说就是神的圣灵，基督的灵就进到我们里头，与我们。
We have the same life.
所以我们有同一个生命。
We have been made members of one body.
我们就成为这个身体里头各个不同的肢体了。
We are members of Christ.
我们是基督的肢体。
This is God's dwelling place.
这个是神的居所。
This is the reality.
这就是那个本体了。
Not a picture, this is the truth.
不再是图画了，乃是真实的真理。
That God dwells in us.
神住在我们里头。
Can we just turn lastly to 1 Peter 2? Sorry, we're running over time.
我们来到彼得前书
1 Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章
And verse 9.
第九节。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
彼得前书第二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那叫你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前炫不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙的怜恤。
So the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands.
至高者并不住在人所造的殿宇。
He dwells within Christ.
他住在基督里头。
All the fullness of God is in Christ.
神本体一切的荣耀丰富都在基督里面。
And we have been made members of Christ.
我们在基督里面，我们就成为肢体了。
That God might dwell in us.
以致神能够住在我们里面。
This is the house of God.
这是神的家。
And Christ is the head over his house.
神在基督在他的家里头，基督是做元首，是管制的。
If we have a vision.Of Christ,
如果我们对基督有看见有意象
of His glory, His majesty, His grace, and His love,
看见他的威严、荣耀、他的爱
then our hearts will be drawn to Him and follow Him.
我们的心就会被吸引跟从他了
and willingly to submit to His authority,
就很甘心情愿的来顺服他
that He might.Have glory and honor among us.
以致他在我们中间得着荣耀跟尊贵。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father.
我们的主，我们天上的父。
Our hearts do praise you, Lord, for your grace and love.
我们的心真的为着你的慈爱、你的恩典，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for the good things that you have prepared.
我们感谢你为我们所预备这么美好的。
That through these Old Testament scriptures, you've shown us through pictures what it is that you desired.
这是通过旧约的故事成为故事，成为这个图画，告诉我们你心里头的话。
That you might have a people for yourself.
以致你要为自己得着你的子民。
A special people.
一个独特的子民。
A kingdom of priests,
一个祭司的国度,
a holy nation,
一个圣洁的国民,
that you can dwell amongst,
以致你能够居住在其中,
a people that love you,
一个国民是爱你的,
and willingly serve you,
是甘愿去侍奉你的,
and bring glory and honor to your name,
把荣耀尊贵都归给你。
We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们为了主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, that you have redeemed us by your blood.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，借着你的宝血来救赎我们。
That you have brought us to God.
以致你能够把我们带到神跟前。
And that you have filled us with your life.
借着你的爱，你的生命。
We thank you, Lord, for such grace and love.
我们为了这一个感谢你的恩典，感谢你的慈爱。
May you give us eyes to see.
我们求你给我们可看见的眼睛
The greatness of your grace and love toward us
看见你的爱跟恩典的伟大
We ask it in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.